Divorce happens. In fact, it happens to nearly half of first marriages. So how do you announce your divorce? And why are divorce announcements essential to the divorce process? Welcome to a special season of A Fresh Story podcast. Let's talk about divorce announcements.
You get divorced. You get divorced.
Getting divorced?
I'm getting a divorce.
You're getting a divorce.
Because she's getting a divorce.
So what if I get divorced?
Hello, hello, hello. We're here with Liz. Liz, if you could tell us who you are, where you're from, and what you do.
Yeah. Hey, good morning. This is Liz Farrow from Birmingham, Alabama, and I am the CEO of Divorce.com.
Amazing. And as everybody knows, Fresh Starts is proudly partnering with Divorce.com for this season. And we're excited to have the queen here, Liz Farrow. So did you announce your divorce? And if you did, how did you do that?
Yeah, I did announce my divorce. We waited until we were divorced. So, this is kind of a nuanced thing, but we announced, you know, many months after we divorced. We kind of kept it very under wraps and we did it over text message. First we sat down and pulled our children, made some phone calls to close friends, and then sent out kind of a mass text to different groups of friends that we wrote together.
You wrote the message together, you and your ex-husband?
We collaborated on it and we wrote it together. It was really important to both of us to have like a unified message, and we sent the same message out to different friend groups. So he sent a bunch of different text strings out and so did I.
It was like a group text? You sent it out to like multiple people at once?
Yeah, that's right. We have four kids, and so lots of different kind of mom texts, dad texts, sports teams texts that are both mom and dads.
Yeah.
You know, high school friends, college friends, you know, just different text groups. And we just kind of hit them all with the same message. I kind of like align it to dropping it to the wire. Mm-hmm. We did it all at the same time on the same day. You know, we told our children that morning and then we kind of dropped it to the wire that afternoon. You know, I think people will fill in the blanks with the wrong information unless you tell them and kind of tell them yourself. Right. And
yeah.
So, we went probably pretty deep into who we told. You know, I would say everybody was a friend. You know, not just a random acquaintance. You know, I think people do better when they hear it from the horse's mouth.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Did you share it on social media?
I didn't. I thought okay. about it. And I shied away from it for some reason. And, you know, I guess I still could. I guess I am now.
Oh. Yeah.
Of course, guys. Anyway.
Shocker. Yeah. Spoiler alert. Yeah.
I didn't share it on social media. But I did just, I thought I had enough people with.
Yeah. And I think that's fine. I think it's a good, message for this season to remember, right? That you get to share your divorce however you want to share your divorce, right? There's no right answer. There's no wrong answer. You're the one that gets to make that decision. So do you remember some of the responses that you got from this text bombs that you threw out there?
The gist of our announcement was, hey, this happened. You know, we sent it out in June. Hey, this happened in March. And, you know, we still like love and support each other. We love and support our children. And we want you all to both remain friends with us, right? Because I think it's so typical, right, for, you know, friends to sort of take I'm with the wife or the husband or, you know, spouse A, spouse B. You know, we were married for a very long time and we have four kids together. And so, we really wanted to have all these friendships remain intact. So a lot of the messaging was around that. I had a lot of people write me back and say, hey, we're here to support you guys. You know, and that really meant a lot. And hey, we're here to support your kids through it. You know, and that also really meant a lot. And so that's been about, I mean, close to a year, you know, since we announced it. I think he would tell you and I would tell you both that we've been tremendously supportive of our community. You know, our kids have been supportive of our community and just, you know, we've both been invited to parties together. We've both gone, you know, we've done holidays together. And, you know, I don't know. It's just, it's definitely worked out, you know, having now a year of visibility into it.
I love that so much because you guys set the tone, right? You said, we're fine, right? This is just a decision our family made and we're good right now. Like, we're just letting you know the news. Your relationship with the people in your life doesn't need to change because your relationship has changed, right? And I think that's so important. And really one of the reasons that divorce announcements are really important, right, is that it gives people, other people, the chance to say like, oh, we don't have to change our relationship with the couple. Like, they're telling us that they're okay. So why do you think, Liz, and now you've seen so many people get divorced in your line of work. Yeah. So why do you think that a divorce announcement, in whatever capacity that means to people, is so essential to the divorce process?
I also think it helps to end the news cycle. Right. Okay. So again, drop it to the wire, drop it to social media probably is probably better, because I probably texted 100 people. Right. And he probably texted 100 people as well. And we probably know 1,000 people, 2,000 people. And, you know, there were a bunch of people that sort of never knew that we were divorced because nobody was gossiping about it, about us, because they didn't need to like fill in the blanks. They were told what happened. Right. And it wasn't very salacious. Right. Our situation was just kind of boring, and people stopped talking about it after, you know, probably a week or two. And so I think ending that news cycle and not being, especially if you've got kids, not being sort of the talk of the town, I think is really helpful for you guys to like move through things in a healthy way.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. What are some tips that you would give to anybody who is considering talking about their divorce with our larger community?
I guess I've got two tips. One, if you can, while you're going through the process, whether you divorce.com it or you go a different route. If you divorce.com it, you know, it's kind of like fast and amicable, right? So you can kind of keep it under wraps. If you kind of lawyer up and everybody has to move out, then I guess you really can and can't keep it under wraps. But I do think it's helpful to not have the peanut gallery sort of involved in your divorce negotiation and settlement proceedings.
Yeah.
I think that just kind of amps everything up. So I would encourage people to keep a very, very small circle on announcing it prior to being divorced. That's what we did. And I think that helped a lot. And then sitting down, being very thoughtful, if you can sit down and write it out with your ex-spouse, I'd hit it in a broad audience, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that somebody that might tend to gossip about something, you know, if you've told them yourself, it's a lot different than them hearing something juicy that they want to go spread, right? They're like in the know, as opposed to being a recipient of information through another source that then they feel like they need to go translate that out to the world. So I think the broad nature of kind of getting that message out, where it's sort of like, hey, there's no news to see here. And really it's having a PR strategy around announcing your divorce. I mean, we have PR strategies for lots of things.
Everything.
And this should be no different.
Before we let you go, can you just give us a few words on why divorce.com makes divorce so much easier for families?
Yes. So, I mean, our core mission and purpose at the company is to, you know, reduce time, cost, uncertainty, and unnecessary trauma in the divorce process. What we essentially do is you sign up for a package, even if you're not in full agreement on how you guys want to do this. You sign up for a package. We assign a case manager to you. They're kind of your camp counselor, talk you through, you know, the whole process. We then essentially do some intake. So what are your assets? What are your debts? Income, expenses, children, et cetera, et cetera. And then we schedule mediation sessions. A mediator is a neutral third party that will help you reach resolution. And then after that, we produce paperwork and then we file it for you. So it is a very collaborative approach, as opposed to just like War of the Roses, let lawyer up and burn each other to the ground.
Yeah. What's the top, and I know the answer to this, but I think I'm always so impressed with this. The top package you have, how much is that?
It's $2,000.
$2,000. I just want to reiterate that. So my divorce, and I had a pretty, we used a mediator, was upwards of $20,000, right? And that was a pretty standard New York mediated.
I think that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, that was a good deal because my dad knew the lawyer. honestly.
Right.
Yeah. So that was like a good deal. I would say most of my friends' divorces are upwards of $35,000.
Right.
So you're saying $2,000, wham, bam, done. Thank you, ma'am. You're
That's
single. Right.
That's
so
right. That's right.
If anybody's listening to this and they are considering a divorce, highly, highly recommend going to check out divorce.com. We love them. We're in full support of them. We're very picky with who we partner with over here at Fresh Starts. And we absolutely love their methodology and their ethos to divorce and to the divorce process. So if you have any questions, head to divorce.com. They have so much content over there and answer everything. And you guys are great. You're wonderful. And I highly recommend anybody reaches out to divorce.com to even just if you have questions, you guys have so many answers. So Liz, I appreciate you being here and I appreciate you sharing and all of the hard work you're doing to, you know, take the shame and stigma out of divorce and make it an easy process. Because as we both say, divorce happens and then we got to move on. Mm-hmm. So thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. We appreciate you.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. A Fresh Story podcast is produced by Fresh Starts Registry, the first and only platform for everything you need to begin again, from home items to hype team and everything in between. You can learn more and read today's show notes at afreshstory.com.